Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The pace of change in the digital world keeps accelerating, and this week's headlines make it clear just how interconnected and vulnerable our online infrastructure has become. One of the week's most disruptive events was a major Cloudflare outage that rippled across much of the internet. The outage specifically hit Cloudflare's Warp service, instantly affecting millions of users and a range of popular services. Among those hit hardest were leading AI tools like ChatGPT and Claude, which depend on Cloudflare's infrastructure to operate reliably. Problems began early in the morning and persisted for hours, as teams at Cloudflare worked around the clock to restore service. By 9:45 a.m. Eastern, most functionality was back online, but some users continued facing intermittent issues throughout the day. For many organizations, this was a wake-up call about the risks of relying so heavily on third-party infrastructure for their core products. Conversations quickly shifted to finding ways to build more resilience and redundancy into digital systems. The episode served as a reminder. Even the most robust platforms are not immune to outages. It's a clear example of just how much we all depend on a small handful of providers to keep the digital world running. This dependence also underscores why robust security strategies and careful contingency planning are vital. Speaking of investments in resilience, another story dominating the technology sector is the sheer scale of money pouring into artificial intelligence. Microsoft and Nvidia have announced a strategic partnership with Anthropic, a rising AI startup best known for the Claude language model. Together, they're set to invest up to $15 billion to scale Claude on Microsoft Azure. That partnership is part of a much broader trend, with Microsoft alone pouring a staggering $30 billion into upgrading Azure's computing power. These moves are all about securing pole position in the rapidly growing AI sector and ensuring the infrastructure can keep up with demand. We're seeing unprecedented capital investment, with most of it aimed at improving model training and real-time AI services. What's really interesting is how this race for dominance is fueling creative partnerships across the industry. At the same time, some voices in tech, including Google's Sundar Pichai, are signaling caution about market overvaluation. He's questioned whether the current investment frenzy might be outpacing the reality of what AI can deliver. The takeaway here is that not every dollar spent is guaranteed to transform into value, and prudent investment is more important than ever. Prudent planning and a nuanced understanding of AI's limitations will set the winners apart as hype gives way to real outcomes. While the biggest players chase AI breakthroughs, the open source community continues to quietly drive innovation at the infrastructure level. This week saw KGateway release version 2.1 of its open implementation of the Kubernetes Gateway API. The update is specifically optimized for AI workloads, focusing on better connectivity and resource management. It's projects like these that make it easier to orchestrate complex AI deployments and improve cloud efficiency for everyone. Another standout development comes from RustDesk, an open-source remote desktop tool that now offers multi-monitor support for Wayland sessions. Enhanced remote access is a serious benefit for companies that need to support workers in flexible or distributed setups. Both features are answers to real pain points in cloud and enterprise computing, further cementing the role of open-source projects. In the world of storage, OpenZFS 2.4 has taken a leap forward with new performance gains, thanks to AVX2 support. This means dramatically faster encryption speeds, up to 80% faster on supported CPUs. That's great news for anyone running demanding cloud environments or managing large volumes of sensitive data. It's also a testament to how committed the open source community is to maintaining competitiveness with proprietary options. All of this together highlights just how vital open software remains for making digital services more robust, secure, and cost-effective. On the topic of security, this week also brought a sobering reminder of the risks inherent in digital communication. News broke that a vulnerability in WhatsApp had potentially exposed the phone numbers of as many as 3.5 billion users worldwide. That's nearly half the planet, and it adds another chapter to the ongoing saga about data privacy on mainstream platforms. The lesson for companies here is simple. Robust security can't be an afterthought. Transparent handling of these issues is also essential to rebuild and retain user trust. Regulatory scrutiny is only climbing, so proactive defenses and clarity are must-haves, not just nice-to-haves. As we've seen already, the financial stakes in AI and digital infrastructure are enormous, but investment comes hand-in-hand with new market risks. Sundar Pichai's warning about irrational exuberance serves as a useful counterweight to some of the hype around AI's limitless future. As more money floods in, the risk is that inflated expectations could lead to missteps or even bubbles. For tech leaders and shareholders alike, making careful, strategic bets is absolutely crucial. Now, shifting gears to a totally different sector, there are big moves underway in electric vehicles, especially from China. This week marked the opening of the Chinese-built port of Chancé in Peru. Designed to streamline shipping across South America, the port offers Chinese auto brands a more direct path to big Latin American markets, slashing transport times and costs. Companies like BYD are rapidly expanding their dealership networks across the region. And we're seeing brands like Chery and Geely making significant inroads. In Chile, nearly one out of every three new passenger vehicles sold is now Chinese, a remarkable transformation in just a few years. This trend signals robust demand for electric vehicles and shifting dynamics in the auto industry's global supply chain. It's not just about price or accessibility. These brands are offering models tailored to local needs and tastes. If momentum continues, we're likely to see a lasting impact on how vehicles are sourced, sold, and supported around the world. Of course, digital regulation remains front and center, especially when it comes to social media and online privacy. A new law in Virginia now limits social media usage among minors to just 1 hour per day, unless parents provide explicit consent for more. This was quickly met by a lawsuit from NetChoice, who argue that such restrictions infringe on free speech rights. The lawsuit also points out significant privacy concerns, especially around how age verification is enforced. More broadly, it highlights the rising tension between regulation for online safety, freedom of expression, and privacy. Policymakers are increasingly focused on the mental health of minors, while also grappling with the technical and ethical implications. It's clearly an evolving debate with no easy answer, and the results could shape how online platforms are built for years to come. Similarly, cybercrime is driving governments to propose tougher cybersecurity regulation, a response to the growing wave of digital threats. Recent proposals would tighten requirements on companies, forcing them to bolster protections and streamline breach reporting. Critics, though, warn these rules could undermine the stability of essential public services if implemented without nuance. While stronger defenses are needed, companies also require flexibility when responding to crises and cyber extortion attempts. That tricky balance between security, operational resilience, and negotiation space is at the heart of current policy debates. Without careful legal frameworks, there's a real risk of unintended consequences that affect everyone, from hospitals to local councils. Moving to an even bigger picture, the latest report from Freedom House paints a troubling portrait of global internet freedom. For the 15th consecutive year, internet freedom has declined worldwide, according to their research. Only a record low percentage of users now live in countries rated as free for internet access. Conditions regressed in 27 out of 72 countries surveyed, with sharp downturns in places like Kenya and sustained repression in China and Myanmar. There's a growing chorus of concern about increased government oversight, information controls, and clampdowns on free expression. For businesses and individuals, declines in internet freedom don't just affect access to content. They threaten the fabric of the open internet. It reaffirms the need for global vigilance, legal safeguards, and continued advocacy for an open and fair digital world. Drawing all these stories together, we see how developments in cloud computing, AI, open source, and regulation form a complex web. The technology landscape is evolving fast, but with every new tool or rule comes a fresh set of risks and opportunities. Companies need to focus not only on innovation, but also on resilience, especially when so much depends on reliable digital foundations. Wise investments and strategic partnerships will separate winners from the also-rans in this rapidly shifting market. But above all, privacy and security must be central, as regulations tighten and user expectations grow. A nimble approach is vital for navigating everything from cyber attacks to sudden market shifts to changing regulatory demands. The coming months will no doubt bring more surprises, both positive and negative, as technology's frontiers expand. For those who can adapt and innovate, there are huge opportunities to create real value and build trust in a connected world. That's all for this edition of Open Source News Elements. Thanks so much for joining me for another roundup. If you found today's update useful, consider sharing it with your friends or colleagues. Stay tuned for more open source and technology insights every week. Thanks for listening.